messenger is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menu Aydei Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only paying him back through a Shliach. Now the Gemara explains. Power, the Chassidus, by power it says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolei. Who is Hashem that I should listen to him? It's like he went against Hashem himself. So therefore, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menu B'Yatzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself paid him back. The Chassidus passage says, V'Yinar Hashem Es Mitzrayim B'Seich Hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself shook up the Mitzrayim in the middle of the ocean. The Chassidus, another passage says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw down like the horses. Sancher Yechsiv Vaisachev, it says B'yad Malachecho Cheraftu Hashem. It says there that by his messengers he like spoke better about Hashem. So therefore Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimeno Adi Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also punished him through a Shliach. To see the pasuk says, "Vayetze Malach Hashem," the Malach of Hashem went out, "Vayach b'machne Asher," and he hit in the camps of Asher, Meir Shmoinim v'Chamish Elif, 185,000. Yeah. So it only happened through Malach Hashem. That's Tzatzur Shliach. There's always the klal of midah k'neged midah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. He threw a question. See, one pasuk says in Shayahu, Moraim Kitzai. It says that the high ones. He says he went to like the heights of his border. See, the pasuk says in Malachim, Meloim Kitzai, which is Mashma, the places where they live on this world. So Omar Oysa Rosha, this Rosha said like this, Ta'atchila Achriv Dira Shemata. First I'll go and destroy Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash Lamata, I'll destroy the Beis Hamikdash here. V'yachakach Achriv Dira Shemala, and then he had a mind to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to destroy the Dira Shemala. And Omar Yeshua Ben Levi, my Yechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ato like where I go up to destroy without the permission of Hashem, as if the Sanhedrin said he has permission from Hashem. So Hashem Momer Alai, Alei Alei Tazais, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me go up and destroy this land. Vashchisa. So next question, Mahi, what is this? Rashi says, Eichi Yomla Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashchis. Where did Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Sanhedrin to destroy Eretz Yisrael? So our answer is, the Shomel and Nevi to come up because he heard the Navi say, Yan Kimo Asam Azeh Eismeh Shluach. The Kaisel was not acting nice, was moist, disgusting to the Mehashluach, the flow of the water. Ha'ochim Lat, when the Shoy says, Ritzino Ben Ramaya. So Rashi says, when the Shoy says, Ritzino Ramaya, Asurel Ashchisa Ritzino Varamaya, to destroy them. So Rabbi Yosef says, El mole targum ad haikruv, not for the targum of this pasuk, they have yadana maikar, and I know what it's saying. Cholaf de kotz amo, hodein b'machuso, de veiz David, de medaber lohein b'nayach, like instead of them being under the machus of veiz David, that rules over them calmly, k'mei shaluach, like this mei shaluach, like the flow of the water of shaluach, and it gives them benayach that goes calmly kisroyim b'ritzin or baramalya. In other words, they don't want to refuse the malchus of David, but rather they want to go after ritzin or baramalya. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now tell us Sancheriv, you have a right to go up and destroy. Now Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Ne'eres Hashem b'veis Rosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the curve of the base Rosha. But the house of the tzaddikim will give a bracha. What does this go on? Meiras Hashem beveis rosh. Hashem will give a curse upon the beis rosh. Ze pikeach ben Ramal Yahu. This goes on. Pikeach ben Ramal Yahu. Sheho yoichal used to eat. Nem saw gozolus. Used to eat 40 saws of chicken, young chickens, bikinu achsuda. Just like for dessert, he used to eat it. And Tami wasn't satisfied. Kids used to eat too much. But the livings of the tzaddikim Hashem will bless. Ze chizkiyo melech Yudah, goes on chizkiyo melech Yudah. Shoyoicha litra yarek pesuda. He used to only eat one litra, a small measurement of vegetables. That was his sosuda, and he was satisfied. Because he didn't go after the tanug yelamazir, but rather, we learned before, chizkiyo was the melech. That was a big masmid that brought limud haTorah to Klal Yisrael. He was Isaac in learning a Torah. Then the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "For lachen hinei Hashem ma'ala yemes mehanor, Hashem will bring upon them the waters of the river, for atzumim, the strong waters, for rabim and the many, as melech Asher, this goes on, the king of Asher." V'chsiv it says, "V'cholat b'Yehuda, and a go upon will pass through Yehuda, short off, overflow, the yovar atzav will go until the neck." Yagil, or reach until the neck. In other words, that Melech Asher will come and destroy Yerushalayim. So the question is, if that's the tziva of Hashem, and my time a yonish, how come he got punished for it then? Like Tamati was Nevi, as the Yad and Nevuah, did the Navi told him he's supposed to go? So the answer is, Navi asked us Hashrotim is Naboi. The Navi only gave him a shur to destroy the 10 Shrotim to make fun of the Golis. But he went to try and conquer the whole Yerushalayim, even the other two Shvatim also. So he had no right to. But Novi, another Novi, came and said to him, that said to Sacher, when you come to Yerushalayim, Yomalei, ki muaf la shemutzak lo. That like the nation of Chizkiyo that's tired, and Rashi says tired from learning Torah, they will not be given over to the Mutzah, to the Presser, to Sancheruf. That Omer Rebbe Lozo Ba'ab Rachia, a Nimser Am, Oyef Batura Biyad Mi HaMetzik Loi, that the Am Yisro, the ones that were sitting and learning Torah, they will not be given over to the Presser. My, what does the Apostle say? Chois HaRishon Heikal Ayatzah Zuhulon V'yatzah Naftali V'achron Hichba Derech Hayom Eber Hayadein Gelil HaGoyim. So at the beginning it says it was a little bit easier for the land of Zuhulon V'yatzah Naftali, but later on Hichba Derech Hayom became harder for them. So what are we dashing? Later Rishon, not like the first ones, She'akelu Maleim Ol Torah, they took off, they were not learning Torah so much. But rather, Achrenim, the later door of Yechizkiyo, Shechibidu Aleim Ol Torah, that they put upon themselves the Yod of Torah, they were learning Torah well. Uriyin Halonu Lasas Lem Neis, it was befit for them that Hashem should do for them Nisim. Ki Ovre Hayom, like the Christ when they went through the Yam. O Kidorcha Yadin, people who went through the Yadin. So in Choyzer by Mutter, if some Cherub will do tshuva and not have Mecham with them, we're very good. V'im lav if not, and yes, Eloi, golo bagoyim, he'll make him like a glal, like the dung of the nations. San Cherub came over Yehudi, came with Yehudi by Yichan, Surah, the fortifico, made like he's himself. Rishno, what's going on? I guess this is the reward. Rashi says, V'chim even during the give a present, kazer, l'odim kazer to such a mess like San Cherub? V'chim if nei shemes, v'chizkiyo bo San Cherub, because Chizkiyo is emes. That's why Sancheriv should come and take away the cities. For a dashing like this, Achrei Hadvarim Venis, Amar Ravina, Liyachas Shekopatz Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped. The Nishpan swore. The Yomani said, "Iyamin Alel Chizkiyo." If I would say to Chizkiyo, "My sin Alel Sancheriv," I'm going to bring Sancheriv against you, or Masan Alel Biyodach, I'm going to give him over to you. Biyodcha Hashto. Is Oma, you know what Chizkiyo would have said? He would have said back to Hashem, Lo yu bina, v'lo bi yisuse bina. I don't want to have the victory, but I don't want to have to go through the war. So miyad, right away, kofatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped. V'nishpan, he swore, to my sin and later I'm going to bring him. Shneim HaPosuk says, Nishpa Hashem tzavokais leimor. In loika Hashem, the mistake came no yisor. The way I thought, that's the way it's going to be. Because Yuatzi he sokon, and the way I gave the counsel, that's what it's going to be. Lishpo Asher biati, to destroy Asher in my land. Pial horai avusenu, around the mountains of Avusenu, soon see like the cribs of the animals. Vesom aleim oiloi, it will take it away from him, his yoke. Vesuvola miyal shichmoi, he also, taken all the way, he's oppressing, it will be taken away off your shoulders. You won't have to be mishur, but you won't have to be indebted, working for Melech Asher. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, Yovoi Sancheirev V'Siyatoi, let Sancheirev and his company come, V'yasa Eivos L'Chizkiyo, there should be like a crib for Chizkiyo L'Siyat of his company. In other words, Chizkiyo, Rashi says, V'yasa Ovis, Shiyu Kulam Pigorim, they'll all die out, V'yachidu Sussayim of Emtom, B'toich Atzmois, Hapgorim came of us, that all this Melech Sancheirev, his men will all die out, and it'll be like a crib that for the Melech Chizkiyo will come with his company and his animals will be able to eat them up. And now the Moshe, the Pasuk says, for ho yobayayim ahu yosir subolu miyal shechmech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch will take away your burden from off your shoulders, v'yula miyal tzavrecha, and your yoke from off your neck, v'chu bal oil mipnei shomen, have taken away the oil, the yoke, because of the oil. But what does it mean because of the oil? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Chayvel oil l'shol Sancheirev, will be taken away, you'll destroy the yoke of Sancheirev, b'fnei shamna shom Chizkiyo, because of the oil of Chizkiyo, shol yedolet b'votek k'nesis b'votek m'troshes, that were burning in the b'votek k'nesis b'votek m'troshes, means that Chayasa was learning Torah. Ma also, what does Chizkiyo do? Noat Chayrev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, he stuck a sword into the door of the Beis HaMedrash. The Roman is said like this, Komi Shein Oisek Batoi, whoever does not learn Torah, Yedak Yevecherev, will be pierced through with a sword. Zu, so Botku Midon V'yad Be'er, they checked out from Don until Be'er Sheva, Fuloi Motsu Amoretz, they didn't find one Amoretz, everybody was a Talmud Chacham, everybody knew how to learn, everybody was learning. Megivus V'yadan Tifus, they did not find the children tinek v'tinekos ish v'isha shlohoyu v'kiyem v'hilchas tumah v'tayra, that they weren't book of the own new cloth alochis of tumah v'tayra v'yaloisi ador roimah, and this generation was said for ho ye b'yem hu yechaye ish eglas boku shteitzoin. Alright, turn over. Again, the Awaisi Ador Raymond, this door was said the Pasik, for ye Bayamahu, Yechaye ish Eglas Boker, a man will keep alive two an Eglas Boker, a cow, which state sign and two sheep. The aim of the Pasik says, for ye Bayamahu, ye a Komok Vashi Yoshamel of Geffen, wherever there be a thousand vines, the yell of Kosovo Shomer Vashayas will be worth like $1,000. Ye. But Alpha, the means of action like this, Alpha P, Shell of Geth, and even though 1,000 vines, the Yell of Keth of Lashom of Asharis will be worth a lot of money, but, forget, Alpha P, Shell of Geffen, the Yell of Keth, even though it will be worth 1,000 vines, will be worth 1,000 silver coins, but Lashom of Asharis, he will be like thorns. In other words, clients who will be Yosef in learning Torah, they won't have time, but they won't go after the vines, even though it's a good business, they won't go into it, but rather they'll be staying and learning the Torah. Then the Pasuk says, the Usaf Shalalchem, gather together your Shalal, your spoils. Oisif HaChosel, just like the caterpillar gathers together. Is Omele Novel Yisrael, the Novel said to Yisrael, Osfu Shalalchem, gather together your spoils. Omele, so they said back to the Novi, Levizuya or Lechalak, do we keep it all, or do we have to divide it? The challah, should we divide it? Amulhem, so the Navi said back, Koisef HaChosel, like the caterpillar gathered together. Ma'isef HaChosel, just like the caterpillar gathered together. Kolechot v'yechot liyatma, whatever he gathers together, he keeps for himself. Av Shalalchem, the same thing, your spoils. Kolechot v'yechot liyatma, everybody has a lot to keep for themselves. Omulhem, they said back, Va'loi momen aseret ha'shvot mu'ruboi, but the money of the 10 shvot was mixed in. Omalehem, he said back to him the pasuk of Kemashak gave him shekik, boy, like the waters. It means ma giveim, just like the waters. Halolu, malanesodim mitumah l'tayrom. If you go into a mikvah to mitariyu, it takes away your tumah. Afumoyim show you saw the same thing. The money, the Jewish money, kivin shenoflu biyarozik kovim, when it fell into the hands of Sancheriv, and miyatir became Torah, doesn't belong to anybody. Now if we have a chum and we win it back, whoever wins it has the right to take it.
And because Rav Papa, the only Rav Papa, Amun Amoyev Tiru B'Sichon. Amun Amoyev got changed over B'Sichon. When Sichon conquered them, they lost their names. Amun Amoyev, you go after the one that won the Muhammad, whoever conquered it. Now, Amun Rav Puna, Esa Masois, Nosu Oysa Rosh Rabbi Sayyid. It's an Cherev made 10 different marches on that day. When he came into March, he marched 10 different places he went to. But the Pasuk says, Shinema bo al ayis ovar the migroin lemichmosh yoftid kelov ovru ma'boro geva molen lonu chordo choromo giva shol noso. Sali kelech bazgale makshivol aisho ano anoso is nodro medmono yosho sagenim heyuzu. So Pasuk in Yeshayo. Oedu yoyim benoiv la'amoid give us. So these are all the different places that the Cherev went into that day. The question, Hani to heaven, there were more than 10 here. So it says, Sali Kelech Bas Galim Novi Hudukama. This thing that says they raised their voices. To lift up their voice, the daughters of Golim, it was said by the prophets, said by the Nevi'im, to come along with Knesset Yisrael. Sali Kalecha, like lift up your voices. Bas Galim. And lift up your voices, daughters of Galim. This is Bita Shel Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. Shosta Mitzvah Kegali Hayom. They did mitzvahs like the waves of the sea. Hakshiva Lisha, like listen, Lisha. Mahai Loisasifon. No, don't be afraid of this man. El istafim unimichnesa rosha. To master kari, but the nuchnesa, he's doima, he's in a mashal, a parable to a lion. Shnema ol arim esuvchay, like the lion came up that goes upon the nuchnesa. So in other words, he's saying, don't be afraid of sancheiruf. Out the istafim, don't be afraid, goes on sancheiruf. Ella rather is tafim in Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha. But you should be afraid of the Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha. Because see, it's parable to a lion. Shnema olo ari, misaychoi. Now, my, what does the Pasuk in Yeshayahu say? Aniya ansais. That aniya ansais means a poor ansais. What does that mean? That osid yemyo ben chikyo o misnabi alo. Me ansais. So come and say, is Nevuah about this. The Siddur Pasuk says, Vizu Yemiyo ben Chetiyo min Akhanim Asher bi Anosos, there's some Anosos, there is Binyamin. So that's what the Pasuk means, he's coming to say Nevuah from here. Amar Midomi, Hosam Ari HaChalayish. Here it's talking about a lion, and here it says a lion. Amar Yechanon, Shisha Shemesh Yesh Lari, Yishno, a lion has six names to it. Nelohain, Ari, Kfir, Leviya, Laish, Shochal, Shachat. So there are six names that better go to the same person. Yochi Botsulu, it's missing one. Ovu Miyavu Tatimino. And so Pasuk says, Ovu Miyavu, that goes on two of them.
Those were two of the marches that he made that day, at Tosunsi. Hagimah says, my, what does the Pasuk mean? Oid Hayyim Dinev Lamit. There's one more day like to stand a knife. Samar Afuna, Oid Hayyim, that day. Nishtarim Onay Shanaif. That one day is left over that you still give back the punishment for Naif. That's you mean your oven, Shah Yabam Yisrael, Ashanela Kani Naif. Discover Kodesh Baruch Huaymish, Ad Oisayem until that day. Oisayem Bavad Nishtar, that was the last day left over that if he would have come and conquered Earth Yisrael, the head of the Sanchev would have come Nishlaim, then he would have conquered Earth Yisrael. So Amnilei Kaldoi, his astrologers told him, the others, even if you go today, you'll be able to conquer Yishlayim. If you do not go today, you will not go. So therefore, urcha, a regular trip to Boyiliskri Yibasarayim, it should have taken 10 days to do it. Sagi Bechadiyayna, he was able to do it now in one day. So that's the job before, he made 10 marches in one day. So, Kimotel Yishlayim, Matachel, thank Yishlayim, Shodalei bis Tarkoi, they put down mattresses for him,
Adisolek v'yosim iloy, who's able to like sleep on top of it, shura one on top of another. Adichazu l'kul Yerushalayim, they made such a high pile there that the top of the pile was able to see the Yerushalayim. If kichazi, when he saw it, his uta b'nai was very small in his eyes. Omri said, Haloidohi kuros of Yerushalayim, is this the city of Yerushalayim? The Allah agishes kol meshri sersi, I had to bring all my army here. The Allah kavshes kol medinasa, I conquered all the medinas for this. Halohi zero, this is very small. The choshen is weak. Mikol kach yam, it's more other nations. The chavishta b'tzkufi yodi, that I myself conquer myself. So if the Allah become Nagyad Bereisha, Maifa, Lamaista, Biyodei, Tur Beis Migdash. So it seems like the Shukah stands back and forwards, and thinking about the Beis Migdash, the Yalaz Rosh of Yerushalayim. Ezami said, Nishta Beyoda Hidna, let's go, have Mechon, let's go fight them today. Omalui said, Timahasi, I'm tired now. Lamachar Isli, tomorrow let's go and have Mechon. Korchad Bechad Menaychu. So that one was Guma Horig Minei. The Rashi says it means they'll take out stones from the wall and they'll stone Yerushalayim. So the Kitab has decided not to do it today but to wait till tomorrow. And then the Pesach says, Behi Balai Lahu, Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayach Bamach Me'ashur Neyeh Ushmeinu V'chamish Elif V'yashkimu Bavoy Tivinei Kulam Tegorim Mason, that the Malach came to life and killed them all out. So they missed their chance. As Omer Apop, Hainu B'yam Mish, this is what people say. Bas Dina, you leave over the judgment. Is Bota Dina, it's Bota. He also, he missed it. So he would have come yesterday at Mechama, he would have won. Now the Malach came and killed them all out. All right, we'll stop here.